Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Jason Jones is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes. We're kind of getting ourselves resituated after that long conversation with Trista Crick. But we set a chatty house wide prize pick lineup last night.
Yeah, man.
And it paid off for us.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple dollars. Yep. Got a couple dollars, man. Shout out to my man, the real DC, Daniel Carson. Shout out to Sarah Hodges, who pulled up last night.
That was really nice.
Yeah, man. Shout out Lexi and her man as well. Big ups to him. Daniel Carson, he got 3 field goals last night. I said he was going to have more than a half. He got that. Vlad McConkey, I said he was going to have less.
Ooh.
Than 6 receptions. He had 5.
Ooh. Ooh.
Good stuff. And Justin Herbert, I had him.
We really were sweating that one late, too. Hey, don't throw that
run the ball
again.
Justin Herbert, I said he was going to have more than 260 yards passing. He ended up only having 242. But I was able to win a couple dollars because Cameron Dicker came through with 2 field goals.
What, how. Damon?
Nah, I'm just...
Dicker the kicker came through.
That's he how did. I was able to cash in. I'll take my little $3.75. I only bet $20, or I only played $20. No, I played $5, actually.
I was going to say, there's no way you paid $20.
I would have won $25.
I played $20 and won $30.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, I'll take that.
Well, I didn't because I actually played $40 and lost the other lineup.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah. I needed a Brock Bowers touchdown, and I would have gotten it, but it didn't happen.
Damn, Gino.
Didn't even get a Raiders touchdown,
oh,
so it doesn't matter.
That's a good point. I don't have it ready yet, but I think I'm going to go in on the WNBA playoffs today.
I was just looking at that during the commercial break, and I got that little – oh man, let me get my prize picks popping again here.
Asia will be in that lineup.
Yeah, more. Demon. More.
I don't know who else is gonna be in that lineup, but I promise you, Asia and the more somewhere will be on that lineup.
They're looking for. They probably took her off the board. We're like, yeah, we're not putting Asia on.
About to go anymore. Out of business with Asia Wilson.
Yeah. It's like that Tyrese Less at the beginning of last year.
Let's see what Asia got. 25 points, more or less, for Asia Wilson.
Her average during this win streak is 26.5.
I'm going to go more. She's on the road. She's going to try and put on a show.
Mm.
Let's go rebounds. I'm sure she's there. 11 rebounds.
Her average has been 12.5.
I'm going to go less.
Really?
Oh, I can't even do it twice. It doesn't matter. Okay, what do you believe in more? Her rebounds or her points? We'll go more on either one of them. More than 11 rebounds or more?
Rebounds for sure.
Okay, so I won't do the points, and I'm going to do more than 11 rebounds.
I would like to point out, she scored 31 last game.
She played like 3.5 quarters.
Oh, that's oh my God. I was like, they got that's points and assists. Let me see what the demon looks like for Asia's point total tonight. 26.5, 29.5, 34.5. Mm. 34.5 seems ridiculous.
That'd be tough.
29.5, she scored 31 last game though.
You know who I will go more on points with? Skylar Diggins. They got her at 13.
Okay.
I think Skylar's going to have about 19 tonight, maybe even 20.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Skylar on the more. And I think I'm going to just stay in this game. I could go to the other game, but I think I'm going to stay in this game. And I'm gonna go with Jewel Lloyd going back to Seattle for a playoff game, getting more than 10 points.
Okay.
So.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
That's a good look. I have not been. I gotta find a good demon here. That's what I need to do. I need to find a good demon.
Chelsea Gray, 7.5 assists.
I got Kelsey Mitchell, 21.5 versus Atlanta today.
They might want to take that. She's going to go to work on it.
Man, I'll keep working on it.
She's going to try and save their season.
I'll keep working on it.
Either way, download the Prize Picks app. Make sure you put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. It's promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Now,
they didn't run this new slogan by us. We're not higher up, high enough on the totem pole. We're not like where Joe Budden and them dudes
and Kai
are.
Kai Sinat or something.
Yeah. Drewski. Yeah, Drewski, that's who I was thinking of. I wish they had talked to us about this.
Yeah, they should have talked to us.
Doesn't feel the same.
Now, real quick, assistant commissioner.
Yes.
There are two highlighted ones. Was there a controversy? Were you having a change of heart?
Oh, no, the two highlights. Just one is Sakiran DeBagley just 20 minutes ago, damn near, just false start.
He was suspended. Yeah, he was suspended. He was thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, he – okay, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
This should just be him.
Well, he's in here twice.
Oh, okay, that's a mistake.
He got thrown out for a false start.
How the hell did he get in here twice?
That's pretty tough.
And also, while we're just at it, like TCG sent that at, like 3:03. Good job to TCG. Filthy McNasty showing up at 3:07. Where are you at? Where's his message at? I can't even find it. How late it was. Like, be better. There it is, right there.
At 3:07.
Yeah, like, come on.
Why even show up to the game?
Yeah, we're all having orange slices right now, and you're like, Coach, I'm here. It's over, pal. It's done.
Well, why are you getting mad? Like, Kyle was worse. Kyle's came at 3:08.
Come
Kyle
on.
Kyle never shows up to practice on time.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Filthy McNasty, he's trying to get off the schneid here. He's only got one.
The schneid?
Yeah. Yeah, you never been on the schneid?
The schneid? Spell schneid for me.
S-H. S-C-H.
I was thinking, yeah.
N-I-D-E?
Schneid.
Schneid.
What is the schneid?
Schneid is a noun derived from German for tailor and is used in the U.S. as slang for a losing streak.
Why is that considered a losing streak?
Schneid. Like, what?
It makes no sense.
That was, thank baseball for that. That's, well, at least that's where I heard it.
I've always heard that term from baseball.
Wait, and what does Schneid mean in German? Is Taylor?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
like movie. The suit Taylor, right?
I suppose. German roots, the word comes from the German meaning, Taylor.
But yeah. What is getting off the Taylor? How does that make sense for us?
It does. They just,
well, they know because America probably just made something up.
No, they just be saying
it. Hey, sir, where are you going today? The Schneid. That's how I'm going to start using it.
It works. Okay, hey. Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, what do you think of this suit I got for your wedding? I took it to the Schneid and he did it.
How was your day? Oh, such a Schneid today. It works for everything. That dude smells like Schneid.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Oh, Schneid.
There it is.
Holy Schneid? Bull Schneid.
We had a minute of Schneid to go so we can go to break.
Oh, man. Well, we're just trying to get filthy off the Schneid.
And there
That's
it is.
What we're trying to do. Get filthy off the Schneid here in the IGTBR.
If only the Kings didn't have two nine-game Schneid streaks like Zabo said.
Well, you just call him Luke Schneid.
Oh, Luke. That's not bothering nobody. Hey.
Come on, guys. Everyone
go home. Damien took it too far.
Stop it. Michael and Mrs. Mac-10 said, like the Schneid.
Like the Schneid.
Young Zell, can you write that record next?
Wasn't the Kings jersey
like the Schneid
video
now. Like the Schneid now.
You know what the sad part about this? Which of the two games? That was a great idea.
It was.
We only got through the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, there's no games tonight. Well, WNBA games.
Yeah, we'll come back. Yeah. We'll talk to Jason Jones, and my favorite tradition is Overreaction Tuesdays get moved to Wednesday.
Jason Jones. It's going to be on the same day as Power Rankings and Russell Wilson rankings.
Yeah. Oh, man. Still? Well, boy, Stanley lit up when them Cowboys highlights started playing, didn't he?
He started dancing.
He was like, here we go. Watch this pass right here. Jason Jones' emotions likely to be all over the place when he joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
20. Oh, it's funny every time Jesse cuts one of us off.
I was going to say, when I post my lineups on Twitter, there's a guy who always gets so mad that I'm posting my lineups.
Why does he get mad?
What?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what you're showing to the youth?
No way, really?
It's probably the guy who's mad at you when you laugh.
It probably is.
I'd go on and be like, yeah, I have a little class. I teach these little 10-year-olds by my park. We're like, yeah, we go over unders and less, overs and unders every time. Less. Yeah, mores and lesses.
Yeah. But every time, you're like, oh, my gosh.
Does he say anything when you're sipping an alcoholic beverage with a digitized logo out of your shirt when your team wins?
No. He might be muted, though, so maybe he does. I can't remember if I muted him or not.
Let's see what this guy tweeted.
Is this
about.
This is on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Might have muted him. Like I said, I won't block nobody. I won't block anybody. You're gonna see my, you're gonna see me shining. But
muting is
I
so
might
much better.
You. Yeah. Because they're not blocked, so they tweet like I'm really gonna see what they're saying when they're talking crazy.
Everyone's muted on my account, and I just don't open it. quick reminder that our guy Dusty Baker is going to be out at the Nugget Market in Granite Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the brand new one today. Actually, in a couple hours, he's going to be out there from 5 to 8. Our man Dusty Baker will be out there. There'll be cases and cases of Baker family wines that you can purchase, that you could try, that you could get autographed, hang out and spend some time with the Hall of Famer. Dusty Baker, find out why he is partnering with D'Lo and KC, why this this incredible brand of wines that he has put so much time and effort into are blowing up across our region right now. It's 916 Day. Celebrate with Baker Family Wines. Again, yeah. Dusty Baker going to be out at the Nugget in Granite Bay from 5 to 8 o'clock today. Shout out to our man, Dusty Baker, who's going to be in with us, I think, a week from today, if I'm not mistaken.
There we go.
And check Come that on, calendar the one legend. More time. Yeah, Dusty Baker will be in here a week from today.
The legend. Shout out Russ Dog.
Former manager of Jason Jones' favorite team.
Yeah. Former Dodger. That's a Dodger legend right there.
He's a Giants legend.
Man, Dusty's my guy. You can't talk. You will never get me to say a bad word about Dusty Baker.
Dusty is he's had so many great experiences with different teams around Major League Baseball. He is absolutely Major League Baseball's guy.
I mean, I talked to him for that Black Aces piece I did last year, that series, and just the connection he has. I mean, this guy, you know, Dusty was around for Hank Aaron. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think just in general, we got to treasure guys like that. I mean, yeah. Dusty has so much history. I mean, how many people in baseball can say they saw Barry Bonds in person? They saw Henry Aaron in person. I mean, Dusty's a treasure, a legend. You know, like I said, you know, there's only a few Giants that I'll never speak ill of, and Dusty's one of them.
Is Ray Durham the other?
I don't really have anything any way about Ray Durham.
What about Drew Gilbert?
I actually liked Barry because no one liked Barry, and I'm a contrarian because everyone hated Barry. I'm like, Barry's cool with me.
Barry seems like your type of guy.
So I was like, everyone hates this guy. I'm like, he's probably all right then.
Real quick before we get started, I just peeped something from Jason Jones earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
You went down to Fresno, man, to check out Southern, man. How was that? I've been waiting for years to get an HBCU here in Sacramento. Hopefully, I think Coach Marion trying to line something up, but it seemed like it was dope, man. Cool. They came down to Fresno.
The tailgate thing was cool, you know. And then I, you know, went to the game, went to the first half of the game at least, you know. The band was good. You know, it was crazy watching all the fans like line up, take pictures with them. So yeah, it was. You know, I made it a same day trip, so that's why I was like, I'm not staying past halftime. I got about a 2-hour, 40-minute drive back home.
Go through Los Banos.
Mm-hmm. The toilet. Is it, you
know. Yeah. And that's that. We saw a very different version of your Raiders last night. Then we saw
the worst case scenario version of them. Yeah.
I just asked Casey this a second ago. Which version of these 2 weeks do you think they're closer to? The one we saw against the Patriots or the one we saw last night against the Chargers?
I almost want to say last night because that's like my worst case scenario of them. But I also think the Chargers are really good. So I don't want to act like, oh, my God, that was, you know, that the Chargers are going to be a good team, I think. Well, until it's the postseason, we know what they do then. But, you know, I think the Chargers are a good team. I also think good teams like that will expose their biggest flaws, mainly, I think, offensively. They don't have a guy in the passing game that scares you outside of Bowers. That's going to make it so hard on Ginty just because there's nowhere to run. Because they're going to, you know, if I'm an opposing defense, you want to keep going to Myers, who's, you know, a solid receiver, but that's not Justin Jefferson out there. He's not going to burn you for one, you know, 150 and three touchdowns. So I think that – I think, game, you know, and that was definitely the worst version of Geno. I mean, one of the interceptions, I'm like, okay, you know, that's near the end of the half. He's throwing it up there on fourth down. But, like, yeah, that last one, I'm like, I don't know what – I don't know what he saw. I saw Myers surrounded by three Chargers.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is, too, in Seattle – you know, in that situation, you're throwing the DK Metcalf, who's like a you know, have y'all ever been on the field and see how the, you know, this how much bigger DK Metcalf is than your average receiver? I mean, you can take some chances with him just because he's the size of a defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that right now, so I just think that kind of exposed this, especially offensively, some of what their, some of their shortcomings are. And I thought, all things considered, the defense played about as well as you can expect. You know, they gave up 3 points. You know, three of those points come off of a turnover. They give up three in the second half. They gave up the big long touchdown. But I mean, you know, if you're only going to get 9 points, you know, but yeah, I mean, it's week two. You know, I mean, it could be worse. You know, I think, hey, you know, we got a game coming up on Sunday. You know, if they don't see Jayden Daniels, you know. Even if you know, I think what is it now, the Commanders and the Bears coming up?
Yeah, Commanders are this week. Yeah. Yep.
Actually, the Bears game scares me more because for whatever reason, no matter how bad the Bears look, whenever they see the Raiders, they're like, guess what? I still never, whoever that backup quarterback who got that contract from them, that guy might not even be in the league if he hadn't played Josh McDaniels that week. That dude was like a Division III quarterback or whatever, and he came out there and just schooled the Raiders. And further remind, every time I watch him, I'm like, God, thanks a lot for drafting nobody, Josh. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And the Bears guy, the quarterback, saying, I just got to thank Josh. That's what he got to go. Right.
He's on the Christmas card list for sure.
I've been pretty tough on Chip Kelly today, just because I'm not a believer in his offensive philosophy on the NFL level in 2025. I think at one point it was innovative and it changed the game. I feel like defenses and defensive coordinators have caught up to Chip Kelly. And I feel like I've seen that in a number of different spots of his. Do you think just, you know, running out of the shotgun, stuff like that, his philosophy, his offense may be a problem with running the ball effectively right now with the Raiders?
I don't know if it's necessarily that. I think a lot of teams kind of run like that. I don't think I think the bigger issue was just that they don't scare you anywhere. I mean, Ginty can scare you, but I mean, you put a bunch of guys in the box, you double Bowers. Okay, what are you going to do? I mean, I thought they were passing a little too much early. I think you got to at some point, you know, line up and say, hey, we're going to try to run, you know, you just gave Colton Miller the extent, line up and just try to run, you know, wear some guys down. I do think you can probably do more of that. It wasn't like they were ever, they weren't down like, you know, 28 points. But then, you know, you come out at halftime and you let the, you know, to me, even though they only got 3 points, that drive out of halftime ended that game.
Yeah.
It took 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Went forward on, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So now you're short on possessions and now you're pressing. But it felt like they were pressing even in the first half when it was like 10-3. It has felt like they were, I mean, I think some of that has to do with the, you know, with the Chargers. But some of it was, I just felt like, whether it was the play call, I mean, there were some plays where, like, you know, that I remember one, they throw it out to Ginty in the flat. If Michael Mayer at least touches the guy in front of him, Ginty's gone. Or he at least can get a positive play. They had too many negative plays. I mean, their offensive line didn't have the best day. Like I said, Geno, that was like worst case Geno. Like first play of the game, boom, interception. You know, so I mean, it just everything went wrong. And I said, even that they lost, what, 20-9? So even then, they still had, you know, I felt like if they could have just generated one decent drive, they got a chance. But I mean, just a week ago, we watched that same defense make life tough on Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Chargers are going to actually be good this year. Who knows? But I do think the Raiders have some issues in terms of the lack of playmakers on, you know, on offense. And they didn't really go all, you know, they didn't really go all out to address that in the offseason.
I think the most frustrating component to what you just talked about, how they were forcing the ball in the first half, is that they didn't really need to. Like the defense was, I mean, they gave that touchdown they gave up to the Justin Herbert 60-yard touchdown. That was at the end of the first half. Like there was nothing going on in the first part of that game where you had to, you know, if you rationalize the first play of the game, like, it's just a bad decision, bad bounce, didn't really work out for Geno. But like some of the other ones were like, yeah, he's thrown into double coverage, he's thrown into multiple coverages there, and it's just like, yeah, you're really forcing the ball in the first half when you don't have to because your defense is playing well. And still, even through all of that, your defense kept you in a position to potentially at least have an opportunity to win that game, which is why, like, I'm absolutely 1,000% with you. When they took all that time off that drive and couldn't walk away with 6 or 7, that was frustrating. That was frustrating.
Yeah. I'm like, the Chargers eat up all that clock and at least get 3. They eat up all that clock and it's like, get 3? Okay. You know, I just think, it just felt like they were like in this, like they were pressing. So I think I have a breath more where Pete said that they were pressing when they didn't have to press. Hmm. Like your dad, like if the score is 3-0, like why are you playing like this? Or it's 10-3. Why are you playing like, oh my God, we've got to make a bit, you know, take what they're going to give. If they're going to, you know, double Bowers, if they're going to try to take him out the game. And maybe I think some of that's on Chip, some of that's on Geno. You know, and yeah, you just can't play, you know. And then I think they were even saying in broadcast, and they went to that bunch formation, they were creating some mismatches. You know, make them stop that. You know, make them have to, you know, you got to, you know, it felt like they were just playing, they were really, like Geno was really pressing that game. And yeah, that was just, I mean, I hope I don't see that version of Geno again this season.
D'Lo had a, great segment, has a great segment, a great breakdown or question of the first 2 weeks of the NFL season laid out. And we asked that question with the Raiders, 1-1. Who do you think the Raiders in real life closely resemble? The team we saw in week 1 or the team we saw last night?
That's tough for me just because the level of competition was so different to me. One is Drake May. One is Justin Herbert. See, if I'm going to be a realist, I say last night was closer to who they are because I could see them having a few games where they struggle scoring. Even they beat New England, they didn't put up a ton of points. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the defense, I think the defense is going to be okay for the most part. You know, I wonder about them offensively. I wonder about, you know, who's going to be your other playmaker, you know, because, I mean, I know a couple of some people want to say, well, it's, you know, Ginty isn't good. I'm like, no, we don't even, I'm like, calm down. It's 2 games. And I think you can see the glimpses with Ginty. They just got to do more to help him, you know, and getting down, you know, playing from behind an entire game does not help him. So I think they're closer to the team from last night because I do think they're going to have some games where they just struggle offensively against good teams. And they play in a very tough division against 3 other teams that have good defenses. So I could see them struggling to score in the AFC West, which is going to be – which you know, obviously makes it a problem in the overall one-loss record. I thought they were like about a 7-8-win team before the year. And nothing I've seen so far tells me they're not that they're far off of being around that.
I feel like maybe just by the way that you've talked about them today, you're not really buying the Chargers yet.
I'm just, you know, life has taught me to not believe in the Chargers.
No.
So I think the Chargers are a good team. They seem to always have talent. You know, I just want to see, you know, maybe it'll be different this year because it's Harbaugh and that's Staley. You know, they're not going for it on fourth down their own, like, 15-yard line. So maybe that, you know, I think, you know, maybe and maybe Justin is, you know, with second year under Jim, they can carry this thing out. Because, I mean, Justin Herbert looks as good as I've ever seen him look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot he could run. I mean, he's making plays with his feet. So I mean, if this may be the year where they can maybe maybe they can knock you know the Chiefs off that pedestal finally. They beat them once already. You know, they'll play them again, right? I mean, through 2 weeks, they're the best team in the division, and I think right now, just based on in terms of being a complete team, they're the best team, and I think you have to, you know, like I said, 2 weeks in, they got a quarterback, they got two running backs. You know, their receivers are, you know, they got a deep threat making plays, you know, finally. They got McConkey. They can get some tight, you know. I wonder how – I haven't read today how long Khalil is going to be out.
That was tough.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a tough – that's a you know, you're going to need, you know, and then, you know, Bosa's gone. So, you know, I wonder how they generate their pass rush. You know, do they go back to blitzing more? But, I mean, Henley, you know, Henley was a monster last night. Mm. So, I mean, you know, I like their secondary. You know, Derwin James is one of the best safeties around. So, I mean, they've got all the pieces to be a legit title contender.
Hmm. I want to stay in the division.
I'm going to be the last person on that bus.
Like, I'm not on the bus.
D-Lo ain't on the bus yet. You don't see it.
They've got the pieces. I'm not on the bus yet. I'm just saying, you know, you know. If we're playing a game of Madden, they're a great Madden team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll be in the Super Bowl and I'll be like, eh. they're like what the Timberwolves are to me. It's like, eh, whatever.
They're like 15-2. You're like, yeah, they are the Chargers though.
Well, I mean, what was Minnesota last year? 15-2, right?
14-3. Yeah.
No one thought they were winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Different quarterbacks, different, but you know. It's not unprecedented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chargers have been to the conference championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 22 when that happened, 23.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
My last playoff memory of them was, you know, blowing a lead to Trevor Lawrence.
That was tough.
Might have been Trevor Lawrence's last great football moment.
Might have been his only great football moment, or NFL at least.
You mentioned it earlier. I went back and watched that moment where he waved off his coach. I don't know if there's anything there, but I didn't like it. Clearly, Trevor, you didn't do something right by the way the coach was acting.
Well, also, what's Liam Cohen do? Because he's going, like, is that a sign? Like, sir, yeah, are you okay? Are you choking?
Well, it looked like Lawrence missed a sign or misread a sign. And Liam's like, what are you doing? And he goes to the signal and hits his chest. It's here. It's this.
Jesse's saying, you say, hit your receiver in the chest.
Yeah, don't hit him in the legs.
Well,
Trevor.
It's a good quarterbacking strategy. Just don't hit your receiver in the legs.
You know, you're going to be mad when you're wrong.
Learn that at Peyton Manning quarterback camp. Don't hit your receiver in the legs.
Like I said a week or two ago, this is make or break for Trevor. You know. You got two receivers. You got to, you know, I don't know if Travis isn't a good receiver or if he doesn't have a quarterback. We'll find out by the end of the year, because by the end of the year, they're either going to love Trevor Lawrence out there or they'll be looking for their version of Daniel Jones to come in and compete with him and get him out of there.
Yeah, next great Colts quarterback, Daniel Jones right there.
That's crazy. He cooking like that.
Yeah.
I want to stay in the division, though.
Mm.
Because I believe the Chiefs will not make the playoffs this year. What do you think?
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
It's fair.
You know, I mean, it's still, like I said, it's still 2 weeks. And like I said, I still believe Patrick Mahomes, you know, he has witchcraft or sorcery. He's done. to keep them at least in the AFC title game every year. So I'll believe it when I see it. I don't like the fact they don't, you know, not, they don't have Worthy, you know, and shout out to their players wearing free Rashee Rice shirts like he's a political prisoner.
Come on, man.
Like he was wronged by the man.
Come on.
I'm like, that was their third loss of the season for me. I'm like, free number four. I'm like, what? No, free the roads of him.
That's
like,
right.
What the hell are you guys? I was like, these guys picked the most random things to be like that's an injustice. Like, the man could have killed somebody, and you're like, well, whatever. But then again, that team has a history of just bad situations off the field that no one seems to care about.
Because
they like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
On the field, they can't run the football. That's one of my big concerns.
And yeah, they don't. They're a better version of the Raiders. They don't have any playmakers. Their best playmaker offensively is an old tight end who's better now known for his fiance.
I think he's cooked. I think he's, you know, relatively speaking, like he not the Pro Bowl type guy.
I'm like, how many more tantrums are we going to let Travis Kelce have on the sideline?
Probably as many as he wants to.
Before he just realizes, you know, hey, I'm about to retire and go marry Taylor Swift and be a made man.
Could do my podcast from anywhere in the world. Did you see the video? I don't remember who posted this, but it's the video of them, the event staff getting Taylor to like her suite through the tunnel and all of that stuff.
Well, I saw that they like put the partition up and.
Yeah, they there was like this folded partition that they had to get under this doorway. They got it through the doorway, stretch this partition out, and then they get like all of this security in place, and they're pointing, and they're like, "Hey, get away from there! Hey, get away from there!" And you're seeing people like signal and do this, and then all of a sudden the partition starts moving, and it starts moving very fast. And then when they get over to whatever side that they're on, it like wraps around, so you don't catch like a glimpse of her except like the shoes that she's wearing.
Yeah, like if I had that job and I didn't need it, that'd probably be the day I quit.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's funny, like, can you imagine like 3 years ago you're just working at Arrowhead Stadium and all of a sudden, you know, like how much your life has changed in the last 2 years
I gotta carry the partition. It's like,
what's your job title? I have to get Taylor Swift into the building every week.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't even understand the purpose of that.
Yeah, I don't know why we were doing this.
Like, well, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know what's on this, like where the camera's at, where that camera was filming. I don't know what's over there. It could be family, friends, employees, people. I doubt that it's fans.
Right.
I don't know what it could be.
The partition moving is wild. That's wild.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. And my first thought was like, is this all really necessary? And then I just remember like people fainted when they saw Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, maybe it is. Like, maybe it is that serious.
I don't know. But I think if you're in that space, I would hope you wouldn't be in the faint category.
Right.
And also I just think it's not, unless she's just like walking around like in the concession line with the rest of folks. I mean, I don't know what it was for. I'm just like, that was the most interesting thing probably for them on that game. That and Chris Jones and Jalen Hurts' little dialogue with each other. Chris Jones. Chris Jones is like, well, at least I got my licks in. It's like, okay, but y'all lost.
Chris Jones turned it into a bad
team. That's a tough flex. That's a really tough attempt at a flex right there.
But look at you. You ain't even get 100 yards. Okay, shut up. You lost.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's had a bad 2 weeks. He comes off like, first of all, he gets mad after he made the wrong play in the game against the Chargers. And this guy's like, hey, man, keep containment. And he get mad at him. And now in this situation, you trash talking Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, talking about 100 yards when he didn't win
on
the game.
A kneel down. It's like, dude, okay. They beat you in the Super Bowl and they beat you again. They beat you again on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You can't lose to the same team twice in a row. One in the Super Bowl, one in the hype Super Bowl rematch, and then go, well, at least I got my licks in.
Come on, man.
At least the defense did well. Okay, yeah, congratulations. You're 0-2. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy.
What about, well, we? I mean, let's just cover the rest of the AFC West. What about the Broncos? Broncos in a wild loss to the Indianapolis.
You got player safety is paramount, and you cannot let those cheating Broncos try to hurt someone on a field goal.
Yeah. So, and if there's one thing that we say about the NFL, it is that player safety is paramount.
Yeah, we all know they care, but you know, and no, and yeah, you got to protect the players.
They want to keep your brain intact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, if by some means that meant the Broncos had to, you know, lose, you know, I was crushed for those guys. I mean, terrible. Did you see that clip was going around of the guy, player in the Colts who has like the extra helmet thing on, and the fans calling him soft? Like, look at you, soft. Like, the man's just trying to protect his brain. He's being heckled. Like, you're soft. Look at you trying to be able to think in 10 years. Look at you wanting to be able to play with your children. Look at you, soft.
I got this thing all twisted, man. Do you were you on the Broncos hype train? Like, you thought they could be a team that won the division and possibly make a move?
No. I wasn't. I thought they were going to, you know, what I thought, if you just kind of going in, they'd be the third best team in the division. I'm not as sold on Bo Nix as some people are. I'm like, he had a solid rookie year, but it wasn't like this guy, I don't come back and be Joe Montana this year. So I just wasn't nearly as sold on him as other people. I think their defense is great, but they couldn't shut down, you know, Danny Dimes.
Indiana Jones.
He hasn't even punted as a Colt. His offense hasn't punted.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
See, that must be the thing. Let the Giants let you leave, and then you find your true calling.
Who else are we talking about?
Saquon. And that clip will live forever. Do we want to keep Saquon?
Same GM too, huh? He's same guy.
Let him go to Philly. Okay. No, yeah. The cold part about it is you kept Daniel Jones to let Saquon walk. And then you cut Daniel Jones a year later.
Wow.
I mean, but you know, bad management makes bad decisions. That was the beauty of it. You said it's all about the quarterback. We're going to let the running back walk. Running back goes and runs for 2,000 yards, won a Super Bowl, and you cut the quarterback the same year.
And he's still employed. He still got a job.
Yeah.
The true craziest part about that is your job was threatened on television. They literally said, well, you know, if this backfires, people are going to lose their jobs over this. Mm-hmm. Turns out that was a lie because it very much backfired to the tune of a Super Bowl. And they just went, whatever.
You win some, you lose some.
We'll try again. I mean, in terms of GM decisions, if there's a fireable one, that's one.
The New York Giants, still the only whatever version of Hard Knocks that was in history to spark a reaction from other NFL people going, that was too much.
It's too much. Let's not do this version.
You don't need to reveal everything. Like, I understand giving the cameras a little something, but hey.
I didn't even see that one either, though. But because they had that reaction, it makes me want to go back and see it.
Oh,
they
were got like, to.
Hey, you guys really want to see how we cook back here? We're going to show you for real. I'm like, yeah, as we even know in the Sacramento area, sometimes it's not cool to let the cameras in the room. Let's keep some stuff to ourselves.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yes, we do.
Because those clips live forever.
Yeah, they don't go away. And, you know, Saquon could be going into the Hall of Fame and they'll be showing that clip. Like, remember when the Giants didn't want you?
There's actually a lot of Saquon clips you could show if you wanted to that are all cringeworthy.
They show the highlight often. Like, every time I see it, it's just amazing when he did the backwards jump over the defender.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he had the wherewithal. Like, that was a thought process.
It doesn't look real. Like, when he does it, it's like, oh, that's a neat little AI trick that they just did. Like, that doesn't look real at all.
How would your mind get to that place where, like, oh, here's a defender. Let me turn around, and I'm going to hurdle him. What?
There had to have been a song in his head at that moment. Like, he just jumped on beat or something.
That is one of the wildest clips of all time.
Crazy decisions get made. People keep their jobs. Life is good for them.
Anything else standing out in it? Oh, my bad. Anything else standing out in the NFL, man, that after 2 weeks?
After two whole weeks, I mean, you know.
Packers?
You know, I think Micah Parsons is kind of a good player. I mean, he might help a team. Yeah, imagine being the Cowboys. Like, we got pass rushers. They're like, oh, hell, we'll get Jadeveon Clowney now because we don't have pass rushers.
Jadeveon Clowney, he was supposed to be generational. He was end up being really good, but
yeah. He ended up being he's had a solid career. Did he? I don't think he even made a Pro Bowl hat, did he?
I don't think so.
Good question.
For the hype that was. Remember, he was supposed to be so good. They were like, sit out his junior year at college. They were like, don't even risk it. I just think he ended up being like a. Because him and J.J. Watt were supposed to be like generationally just like terrorizing quarterbacks.
I feel like they were talking about Clowney that way after his freshman season. They were like, do you really need to play your sophomore and junior year?
Nah, that stupid ass play put it into hyperdrive. That play changed everything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That play was rerun more than the Saquon hurdle.
Yeah. That play it was against my boys, but that play was amazing.
That thing got played over. Yeah. I'm you know, based on this off that play, like I said, that play, people were like, yeah, he should sit out the rest of the season. Like, why is he even playing college football?
Yeah, the conversation around Jadeveon Clowney at that time was pretty insane.
Yeah. That was his sophomore year. I remember him as a high school senior, and, like, this guy's a man child. Now it's commonplace. I've seen this kid This kid is a freshman at Texas. Looked like Jadeveon Clowney did his rookie year as a freshman at Texas. I don't even know if he plays right now. I don't know if he gets any playing time. These kids crazy.
We know Arch Manning plays.
Ooh, did you hear they booed him the other day?
Yeah. There's a lot of booing going on football over the weekend, I heard.
Well, yeah, definitely was.
Yeah, you know. So, but yeah, it's yeah. I never thought I'd see a Manning getting booed in college.
Man, that was wild to boo Arch Manning at Texas. No. Like, it's not like he's been like awful.
Peyton might have heard it after his third straight Florida loss.
Well, they were calling him everything.
T. Martin. Shout out to T. Martin. Came out, you know, after Peyton left, he went out there and, you know, did what Peyton couldn't do.
Yeah.
No one, people act like T. Martin. I think there are probably some people who think that Peyton Manning won that national title.
Yeah, right? Definitely did not. That's a great trivia question. Who won that national title for the University of Tennessee?
T. Martin and Peerless Price.
They're probably like, they're probably like Peyton. Heath Shuler. Man, so, another great football news. You know, UCLA's terrible. Drawing about 88 fans and firing coaches.
That
and,
was so embarrassing. The whole start of this season has been embarrassing for those.
They're just paying people to whoop them now. Just like, but hey, at least they get to be in the Big Ten. They get to go even further to get whooped. You know, because somebody was saying like, who's going to be worse, them or Stanford?
Stanford.
And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, has Stanford won a game yet?
I don't think I can. They played this past week, and I forgot to see what happened. But I'm going to assume they lost.
I don't know who UCLA is going to beat.
That's a good point. They're about to get into conference play.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to beat. Meanwhile, Cal's quarterback is so good. I'm just like, okay, I guess I should enjoy him this season.
I know you better get out to Memorial Stadium while you can.
I was down there a couple of weeks ago. It's almost that's what's crazy about college football now. Like, he's so good, he'll probably leave here.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, he's so good, why would he stay?
That's cold.
That's the worst.
I mean, that is just like the way it is in college football now. You know, if you're like not one of those like blue blood elite level, you know, teams with the high salary ceiling. You say, man, this guy is really good. Let's hope that, you know, maybe he has a few bad games and the offers from other schools aren't as good in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. That's the state of the game, man.
The professor, Jason Jones, Cal's finest. We appreciate you, my friend. This wild card race will have shaken out a little bit by the time Jason's with us. So,
oh, yeah, it was a good series over the weekend at Pac.
Why did you remind him?
Well, because there's four more games. Like, it's the whole season literally rides on that.
It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. We'll take care of business.
Yeah. Us Dodger fans got to stick together.
Okay. Goodbye.
This is a good point. We appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, my brother. That's the professor, Jason Jones, right there. Norm put something in the chat that kind of sent me down a rabbit hole. There's like conspiracy theories as to why the Taylor Swift entered the stadium with that partition thing.
My first one is pregnant?
No, it's bulletproof.
Oh my goodness.
And they're aware of things that had happened in other parts of the country, and so they did that.
Man, that's terrible.
But that's not that's like fan theories, because people are like, she's walked into the stadium before.
That's what I thought too. Like this isn't new. Every game.
The second one is that.
Shotgun
wedding ahead for Travis and Taylor. Hey, great news, man. I got this idea. Which one are the 1-1 teams? We'll do that tomorrow. Plus overreaction Tuesday on Wednesday. Power rankings. We're getting all our bits in tomorrow. Stealing with Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.